It is the top of the hour, family, and I am excited. You've been hearing me talk about it, and it's coming to pass, for real. I am introducing you to two more people that will be a part of the Lonnie Hunter Show and a part of your journey. I think they are so important in this field called life coaching, this field called forward movement. I'm telling you, they are going to change your life. I'm so excited to have them to be a part of the show. Both of them have graciously accepted the invitation, and they are going to be a part of your Get It Done journey. Every Friday, you will hear them. They will do 3-Minute Motivation. Yes, sir. 3-Minute Motivation by Dean Forbes, one of the foremost voices in corporate communications, in corporate life coaching, in corporate motivational speaking. Spent years in the corporate sector doing great work for the L'Oreal company and the L'Oreal brand. We'll be talking to you more about him as the days come closer. And also Miss Lynetta Albright. She is the CEO of Forward Movement, Inc. She is also a certified life coach with the John Maxwell team. God enlarged her territory and let her walk off a job at University of Chicago as one of the top administrators. And she has been doing even greater things in this industry. And I want to bring her to you. I want to bring him to you. I want to bring everybody that I can to you to help you get this thing called purpose accomplished. Get this thing called destiny reached, for real. So as of this Friday and every Friday to follow, you will get a 3-Minute Motivation for the fellas from Dean Forbes and also for the ladies. And they probably overlap from Lynetta Albright. As the days get closer to Friday, look for me to be posting about them on Instagram, on Facebook, all social media. I know they are going to do some good things in helping you do you. The Lonnie Hunter Show, You Gospel Radio.
When I was a child, I did childish things. My life was church and all it brings. I'd always hear the old folks sing, "He's never failed me yet." I heard this phrase and I trusted so that one day I would come to know the truth in which these words do hold. He's never failed me yet. With years of life came tests and trials, and nights when tears replaced the smile. Though God was right there all the while, my soul was not at rest. But I lived to tell that I made it through. So instead of singing about the blues, I bring you news to encourage you. He's never failed me. Now mine, oh mine, he's not. never failed me yet.